listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Kathy Tolpiggan is an organic makeup artist, founder and creator of The Green Edit, an innovative digital platform and events series that promotes the best in clean beauty and wellness brands. Kathy has featured on the Mindful Biz podcast twice already, so it's with great pleasure to have her back on the show to chat about her upcoming event in March. The industry event is a beauty breakfast summit, which will be held in Barangaroo. Hear all about Kathy's business, running events, and also what's happening at this exciting summit. Kathy is passionate about working with ethical brands to create and implement bespoke events and promotional opportunities that facilitate authentic and beneficial connections with key media, influencers, retailers, and mindful consumers. Kathy, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Alison. I'm good. I'm in that vortex of pre-event organization. So I've got my head down and I'm in a bubble. That's exactly where I am.
Yeah. And I can imagine you're in full productivity mode. Is that correct?
That's right. I do work alone in my business. So there's a lot of moving parts to an event, as you would know. So, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so before we talk about the event.
Yes.
You've been on here a couple of times, so we won't do the full introduction, but let's start off with a hobby that you love to do.
Oh, do you know, because I work by myself, it's me and my beautiful dog Mocha in the office, I love to do things with other people. So when I get to have free time, I love to be out with my family or out with a friend. So a bushwalk, a coffee, a glass of wine, a nice meal, connection. That's what I like with really, like, with beautiful people. That's my hobby. But also, if I'm doing something alone, it's jazzercise. That's my number
what
one.
What is jazzercise? Jazz dancing, is it?
It's aerobics with dance-like moves. It's from the US, but I've been doing it for 20 years. I love it. It's the only exercise that I've been able to stick with. I go, and again, it's an amazing community of women who I've got friends from there who are in their 70s and 60s and 50s, and I love that community, and it's a great workout.
That's so good. How many times a week do you do it?
Well, I'm doing a challenge for February. I have to do 23 classes in 28 days.
Oh,
so that's one. But generally it will be three or four times a week, but you could do it online. Well, but I like to go in person. I work harder.
I know. I'm all exactly what you just said, all for connection and everything in person now. I've never felt lonely running my own business, but I would this last year, it's the first time ever where I've gone, oh my gosh, I actually would really like to be in an office. And I think that's the flow on effect of everything that's gone on with COVID.
It's funny you say that because I'm feeling it as well. But I'm just wondering if that's a change of what's happening at home as well, because my son's just started high school, my daughter will go next year, and I feel like there's that freedom to be able to be out more. So I hear you. I do miss that connection. So maybe it changes this year.
Okay, so now let's go into top line recap about Kathy.
Yes. So I have been in the creative industry for over 20 years. I started in TV as a stylist after I that was my first job after studying fashion. I've worked in a boutique branding and design agency, and then I studied as a makeup artist. So within that and my health journey at the time, I then made the switch from mainstream makeup to organic and natural. And that's when I started working with the brand founders, when I sort of got a sense that there really wasn't a platform in the natural space that supported beauty and wellness brand founders. I created it. And that was essentially the first event that I launched in 2020, 2 weeks before lockdown.
Oh my gosh.
But I know the timing. But that is where I came up with the idea. It was a direct response to what I heard the brands needed. And then this will be my third event. Yeah. But it's changed. It's evolved mm-hmm. based on the needs of what the brand found, what I heard that they needed.
Okay. So then let's just rewind to last year. So last year you finally were able to launch the second event because that had to get postponed several times because of Big C.
Correct.
And yeah. that was really successful, same location, same formula that you'd done the first time really, wasn't it?
It was exactly the same, and there was a consumer component where consumers could buy a ticket. So after COVID and a lot of challenges from that, I've just stripped it back, and what I heard specifically the brand founders wanted, it was an industry event. An industry event, which then I guess directed me to create two events on one day. Mm-hmm. So the format is the Beauty Breakfast Summit, which is in the morning.
Hang on a second. So now we're talking about the event that's coming up in March.
Correct. Yes.
Correct. Okay.
So the 16th of March in Sydney. The audience or anyone who works in the beauty or wellness industry, a brand founder, someone in marketing, PR, this is the room to be in.
What about a retail space?
Retail space will be the afternoon.
Okay.
Session. So the first session is the Beauty Breakfast Summit at 8 a.m. and there's breakfast. Qantas is coming and setting up, Qantas Rewards Store is setting up a coffee cart. And it's a really incredible opportunity actually for brand founders to meet them because Qantas is growing their clean and sustainable beauty category. And so they're looking to connect with brands. And so there'll be breakfast, coffee, and connection. And one of the things I heard from brand founders is that they crave connection with each other.
Yes.
So just to be able to share ideas and soundboard and connect. And this is the perfect opportunity for that. Then we go into some panels. So I have curated a list of 14 key media, retailer, and industry experts that will speak.
Let's just stop there. That is huge to organise. Like, we can't just gloss over 14. That is massive for you to seek out and have conversations and organise the details. So that is like the most incredible opportunity to be able to come along and be exposed to 14 people on the panels.
Yeah, in one room. And I made it really specific. Like, these people were invited because they really have got something to a lot of value to share and a lot of insights. It's interesting. I just in the process of recording a podcast episode, which I'll release soon, and I've interviewed some of the summit speakers, and the messaging that's coming through is in person, face to face. So when brands say, how do I connect with media? How do I connect with retailers? It's literally in a room where you can speak to them and have that interface and connection. That is the most impactful way. So this is the room to be in to have that.
So how much time, you know, like when people first arrive and have a coffee and meet and greet, mm-hmm. how much time is there kind of that conversational flow for people just to chat before we go into the panels?
Sure. Breakfast and coffee for an hour, and then we go into the panels.
Yeah.
And then once we finish the panels, at the end, there's more time allocated for a bit of chatting. And then people can just go and grab a coffee. I mean, it's at Barangaroo, so often people leave my events as new friends, and I have made the most amazing connections with people who've come to my events. So there's an opportunity to go and have lunch afterwards or a coffee. So that is essentially the format of the Beauty Breakfast Summit and the opportunity there.
So how much are the tickets?
I've got a few early bird tickets currently available, and they're $395.
Yes.
And because it's a work event, it's tax deductible.
Exactly.
So
it's an investment.
It's an investment, and just an amazing way to connect.
Mm. Wow, that is going to be amazing. So what time does that start?
8 a.m. Yep. At 12 Micron at Barangaroo in Sydney, and it'll go through to about 12:30. So if you're coming with your team, you can be back at work after lunch.
Yes.
So
yes.
It is a morning.
Do you know what I would suggest is that you don't, like people that are listening, don't go back to work. Go and chat with your team over a glass of wine or whatever it is that you want to do, and brain dump and brainstorm, because your brains are going to be in a much better way for thinking about growth and opportunities and evolution. So don't go back to work.
That's amazing advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go back. Of course you would say that. It's perfect. Yeah, exactly.
You springboard off such a great opportunity, because if you go straight back to work, you just back into it and your brain clicks back into what it's programmed to do. So, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. So then we go into the afternoon, which is a different component.
Correct. Same venue. And this is a brand showcase event. So if you're a beauty or wellness brand and you want to showcase your products to a curated list of key media, retailers, influencers, spas and clinics, this is the place to be. I only have one exhibitor space left. So it's a showcase of only 20 brands because my other events were quite large. And I remember we were talking and it did feel a little overwhelming having over 40 brands. So I've pared it back to just 20. Yeah. And with the curated list of guests. And so this is, again, that face-to-face contact, one-on-one, and also the opportunity for guests to experience the products and hear the brand story in a beautiful venue whilst drinking organic bubbles. I've got the Engrove wine bar happening again. So that, yes, so that's all good. And it's just, again, it's going to be an amazing opportunity to connect.
Yes.
And make new contacts and for brands to connect with each other. One of the things that I love seeing after an event are the collaborations between brands. Yeah. So you might have a skincare brand that's collaborating with a makeup brand, and you see something on social media. So they're in essence sharing each other's audience to each other, so widening that sort of promotional opportunity. Mm. So that's a really nice thing to see happen after an event.
So the people that are actually coming along as guests in the afternoon, is that an invitation only scenario, or can they buy tickets, or how can people get involved if they want to? Is it open?
So that's invitation only.
Yeah. Correct. Okay then. Yeah. All right then. And so really what you're just saying then is you've got one space left for a brand.
As of today, I have one space left. Exactly.
Wow.
So it's just a table and it's super easy. I set up the table, the tablecloth, the flowers, the branding card. So the brand just has to bring products to display and set up, and it's all there.
What a great opportunity for these brands.
Yeah, it really is. Like, it's just, it's my favorite part of everything I do is when I get to stand in that room, preferably with a glass of rosé, because I've worked really hard to get there, and just watch the connections and the energy and the people meeting and watching, media and retailers discover new products or brands or something new about their hero product in the range. That's what I do, why I do what I do. I love it.
Has this event been harder or easier to create compared to the other two, given this is a new formula?
Yes, probably more complex, just because of the moving pieces of the two different events. And I haven't created a summit before. So in terms of organizing, making sure I have great speakers, the logistics around that. So it's two very big events on one day.
Huge.
And as I mentioned, I work alone in the business, so if you can imagine every aspect of that, I would be doing myself. So everything from marketing, content, social, onboarding, sponsors, brand tickets. And that's the thing. I think, is it easier? I sell out of tickets for my events. That's what happens. But as an event organizer, I've learned that people do not buy tickets until the week before. And
it's so true. It's so painful. Why do humans wait until the last minute? We all do it.
I don't know, but it actually is when you put skin into the game, when you pay your non-refundable deposits to everyone and you pay for the venue and the food and you sit back and you wait, is it easier? No. The third one, it's still the same, but it will happen, and I just need to trust.
Look, I remember every time I'd run events, I'd have ticket sales at the beginning. Then it goes deathly quiet, and then you sell out. And then on the day of the event, you've got so many people saying, oh, can I get a ticket? And it's like, well, hang on. They've been for for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what happened last time. I got all these emails saying, oh, don't you have any spare tickets? And it's like, I don't. I've been advertising this for a year. Yeah. Like, I
so stressful. But does, it ticks over in your mind at nighttime, those ticket sales, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. But I have learned that it will happen, and I just, if some things in your business, you just need to let go of, and that's just something I need to just trust.
Also, it's not just you. That happens to everyone that's running an event with ticket sales.
Exactly what I've heard. Yeah,
it is. It's everywhere.
But people want the events, but I know you've got to buy the tickets.
I know, for them
to be possible.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get there.
Wow, so exciting. So this formula that you've done, I mean, from my point of view, I see huge success in this formula. Do you, apart from like having the mental energy and headspace, is it possible that you could potentially roll this out twice in a year or potentially do one here and one in another state?
I am going to just see how this one goes because it is a new formula. I need to see exactly. So if this is, I'm putting it out there. I mean, if this is something that brand founders in the beauty and wellness space want, then by the way that I know is to buy a ticket and come along. And if that happens and I see that it is really beneficial for the brands, everything I do is a direct response from what I can see brand founders need. Yeah. So I'm not going to say yes or no to more. I need to see how this works, because let's face it, since COVID and the complexities with organizing events, the business plan that I had in 2019 has gone out the window.
Yeah.
So I've really been really trying to be intuitive, ask a lot of questions and deliver what it is I'm hearing is required. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, people need to opt into it. So
it would do well in both Brisbane and Melbourne. And it's just, as you say, because with every event, you're going to like make tweaks and changes based on what happens.
That's right. Yeah.
But yes, super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you running on adrenaline at the moment?
I can feel myself. Yes. I can feel it starting. The to-do list is, it's quite long and intense, but I've been there before. You know, it's not the summit is different, but when you've been through something once in your business and then it's the second time, and like you said, you tweak it each time, you can strip away some of the things that cause you stress, and you can also preempt a lot. So there's some things that are just like the ticket sale last minute situation. I already know that's there, so I've prepared myself. You can just sort of preempt a few things
Wow. So all the ticket details are on your website. All they need to do is go on and get the really what we're saying is the breakfast. It's the beauty breakfast that they can buy and one lucky brand that meets all the requirements to be part of the showcase in the afternoon.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're two great opportunities. And if you are part of the brand showcase, you also receive two tickets to the summit. So you and a team member can come to the summit. And then it just really, we go straight into the showcase afterwards. There's a bit of a break in between. And then, it's a full day. Yeah. But I think it's good to get it all done in one day. The energy is there. It's all, yeah, so different format. But again, I really look forward to everyone coming together, seeing the connections and hearing what comes afterwards, because that's the thing. I mean, brands are investing in this opportunity, and it's important that they get out of it what they come in for.
Well, and look, there's nothing else like this out there, and it's so needed. It really, really is. You are going to be exhausted by the time that night hits. You're going to have a big chalice of wine waiting for you.
I'll hit up the organic wine bar. Yeah. For sure.
My gosh. Would you consider staying in Barangaroo at night, staying at a hotel?
Do you know what, though? It doesn't end there for me, unfortunately. Yeah, we have to exit the venue quickly. Then I'll have a whole heap of stuff. I'm usually got some kind of a ute picking me up with all the things that I put into it. And so it sounds delightful, but I think that might wait till the weekend and then I'll do something to relax and celebrate.
And during all this, you're still doing your makeup artist job.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
That doesn't all stop. Yep.
That's right. Well, it's funny because one of the things I've also learned about events is, so the event is on the 16th of March, on the 17th it stops. And a lot of people leave the event having had a fabulous time and they say, see you next year. But essentially, as a business, it's not sustainable just to run off one event a year. So in between, I do makeup and consulting with brands, but that's also something I need to work out, because it is a long break between events. And in order to keep the business going, there needs to be a little bit more.
Well, I actually think what will happen is, from this style of event, different opportunities will come up for you looking at seeing how you can create new revenue streams that tie you over in between. So it doesn't necessarily have to be just events that's bringing in the revenue. This event will be a very big telltale sign for you in terms of working out, what do I do next?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And that's what I'm just really, we'll wait and see and watch and really listen afterwards and take on any feedback.
Yeah.
And then take it from there.
Well, the thing with you, Cathy, is that you have got such an amazing nature, and as you say, you listen, and you're there really just to help and service, as opposed to, you know, like, yes, you've got to earn money, but the forefront of your whole business proposition is to help and serve, which is always the starting point for successful businesses. And so, you know, the people that you're dealing with, the brands that you're dealing with, it just makes sense for them to continuously come back to you and also see, looking at other ways that they can work with you beyond this as well. So I do think that other opportunities are definitely going to crop up as a result of this for between the events.
And I truly care. So that's
true.
The big thing that I want every brand that participates in the event or anything that I do to make those really valuable connections and to get what they want from the event. And yeah, absolutely. It's something that, I mean, if I look at who's showcasing, I'd say 85% or more are returning brands. So brands who've been with me since the first event, because they know me, they trust me, they love the event, and they make some great connections. So that is incredible as well. I'm really proud of that. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Cathy, all right then. So can you just let everyone know the URL where they can go onto your website and find all the details?
Sure. So the greenedit.com.au is where you'll find tickets. You can just click through from the homepage and it'll take you there. So early bird tickets are $395 for now, but they will go up to $595. So I would get them now. And also then I'll be able to sleep at night.
Yes,
so there's that. And on Instagram, I'm at thegreenedit_au.
Okay. Excellent. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us here today, and I cannot wait for the event. It's going to be amazing.
And I want to say thank you to you, because you're going to be on my next guest on my podcast, and I'm looking forward to my audience hearing more from you. But can I just say that you have been an incredible support to me and my business over the last 3 years. The way that you care about your own clients, you're always there and supporting and connecting. It's just so, I love having you in my network and in my circle, and I cannot wait to see you at the event and celebrate another successful one. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy. Oh my gosh, my entire body is tingling. Those kind words are just so nice. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you in March.